Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chandler.
Today's 12-minute talk, John. I don't know what you're going to name this.
Wait, is this the last 12-minute talk of the year?
I don't know. Will it be?
Wait, are we releasing this on?
I don't know. I would suppose next week should be the rifle and the hunting story.
I guess here's the question.
Whenever you want to release it.
Yeah, rifle and hunting story next week. This would technically be Christmas Day.
It would be. Wait, no. Christmas Day is the 25th, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, no. This will be a Christmas Day. Do I need to change my topic?
Did you like the...
What should I do for Christmas Day? This is like...
Gee, Willikers, Santa, what should we do for Christmas Day? Christmas Day's here. We have nothing to talk about on 12-minute talks on TPH podcast.
Oh, that totally changes things.
And like some like like Charlie.
This is
Brown
where we
should
have rolled out like Me in Front of the Fireplace.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do something special. It's on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But what is it?
I just don't know. Surely it'll come to us. We just. Focus on the power of Christmas.
I hate Christmas.
I'm still a kid at heart who wants to love Christmas, but reality just doesn't want it to love me back.
It's too much trash.
Yeah, that's kind of you're the dad of the trash bag, like ready to go.
It gives me great anxiety to watch people who the chaotic present openers.
Yeah,
it gives me great anxiety.
First of all, I hate receiving. I love receiving gifts, obviously. Like, you know, somebody does something nice for you, whatever. But, like, opening gifts in front of people.
Don't like that. Don't like getting gifts. I don't like no part of it.
Oh, I have to, like, wait for everybody to be, like, looking away. And I'm, like, very methodically, like,
I am a very surgical present opener. Number one, I hate getting presents. But I'm also very surgical about it. Like, I have a knife and I'll. Like, when you get through opening my gift, everything is, like, the paper is folded back nice and neat. Like, you could literally re-wrap everything after I get done pretty easily with just a few pieces of tape. But I just don't like Christmas. It gives me anxiety.
Yeah. Honestly, I think if it wasn't for, like, all that, just, like, the general atmospherics of Christmas, I would enjoy that a lot more if it was just, like, hanging out with family, watching a movie, you know. Hot cocoa.
I like giving gifts, but I don't like being there when the gift is given.
Yeah, like, so you want to be an uncle. You want to show up, like, right after all the damage is done and be like, yeah, hey, everybody.
I just want to send stuff to people and be like, yeah. Merry Christmas. It gives me anxiety. It gives me anxiety just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I've noticed that the closer we get to Christmas, the more my OCD kicks into hyperdrive to the point to where... Like, if I sit down to eat dinner, this is ridiculous as fuck. Sit down to eat dinner, I have to, like, because the table, it's, you know, the 2x8s, and there's lines. I have started to line up things based off the lines, and things have to be appropriately placed. And it just dawned on me that I'm doing this more and more the other day, and I'm like, I'm a crazy person.
Hell yeah.
And I think it's onset because of Christmas. I blame Christmas. For my OCD.
Yeah, I get that. What was your favorite Christmas present you ever received?
A gun.
Yeah.
I would have to say probably the one we talked about in the podcast. Of all the guns, I don't know. Probably that lever gun.
Yeah.
More than likely. Dad and them got me quite a few. Mom and Richard got some. I'd probably have to say that lever gun. Did your parents do guns for Christmas?
My granddad always did. My granddad was kind of his thing, and he knew I liked guns. But I always had like super like. Again, keep in mind, I'm the 13-year-old kid who's like reading the like FFL regulations. Like,
what a nerd.
I'm the guy who at like 14 year old is getting an NFA trust set up so I can get it's a whole thing. So like my gun tastes were far outside the reasonable expectation of what a kid should get, like should want to receive a gun for Christmas. But you always had the hope, you know.
Right.
I remember one year I just and like I, there would be even no way like anybody would know this because I didn't even tell anybody. But I was just like in my mind I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get surprised at the time I wanted so bad. I think I'm supposed to be 14, maybe 15. A Benelli, not an M1014, a Benelli M4. With a collapsible stock. I just wanted that thing so bad. But yeah.
Was this based off of video game culture?
No, this was just based off that gun of being Italian sex. those things were so sweet. Fun fact, Sheldon actually knew how much I loved those guns and got one like as like a fuck you to me, but he won't ever admit that. He doesn't even like shotguns.
Shotguns are kind of gay. Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, you know, I've kept the tradition alive. Like, in fact, this year is the only year I'm not getting my kids guns. Because yeah. Dylan's officially 16. I'm just going to give him money. Because I feel like he probably just wants money for his vehicle and all that stuff.
The drugs.
Better not be. Whip that ass. Ava, she's getting close. So I'm just giving her money. Which Brooke got him gifts. She always does. But this year, I'm not doing guns for them. I'm just going to give them money and be like, I know you're at the ages where you just want to buy your own shit.
Well, yeah. I'm like really bad because like I can't stand giving gifts to give a gift. I tend to go overboard on things because I want to buy something like that you're going to actually use.
Yes.
I feel like I have a topic.
Wait, we haven't just been recording the podcast this whole time?
Well, we are. But we haven't started the timer.
It's our Christmas 12-minute talk.
I feel like a great story is the one the year we got Gunworks for Christmas and we got to go to a long range shooting school. That's a good Christmas talk.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't care.
I'm starting the timer. So you had a little bit more hand on the back end of this than
Yes, but I don't like my memory. I was contacted. Pick out.
Let's call him the man. By the man.
Yeah, by the man. Pick out these items. From Gunworks. For you and your two fellows. And then we're gonna send y'all to a long range school.
Yeah, for Christmas.
Which. Best Christmas bonus I'd ever had to the point. Like it's.
Oh, yeah. I'd never received a Gunworks for Christmas.
So I picked out some good ones. Actually, I don't even remember what mine was.
Yours was the thin barreled 6.5 PRC.
Yeah, I should have picked out a long time ago.
Just came out.
Yes.
And then me and the other guy got
six Creeds.
Two Six Creeds with Night Force 4 to 16s.
Yep.
And suppressors. Everybody got suppressors.
So, anyways. Got the guns. They're sweet. They're rad. The long range school.
Well, no, you forgot the fun part. So this is, I think this may have been the first year we put up the tree across the street at Ally Village. Pretty sure. First or second for sure. So it was like very Christmassy.
Gay.
And like at some point I got involved. And so it was like the guns all got brought over and put under the giant Christmas tree. And you, me, and the other fella. You were there for this.
I did not remember this.
It was like a joke. We just kind of like opened up the guns there. We're like, oh, this is cool. Blah, blah, blah.
It seems like something you ought to do without me. It's kind of gay.
It was a little gay. It's always, holidays are always slightly gay.
Yes.
But anyway, it was like a whole like, oh, you know, just like a thank you for everything. Da, 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 one of those moments. But it was kind of the other guys. It was his first long range rig.
Yes.
It was really my first, like, other than, like, having the fix.
Right.
But I didn't have, like, a nice bolt gun. And that is to say that a fix isn't a nice bolt gun. I am saying that. It's not, like, it's not near as nice as, like, a custom action bolt gun. But anyway, yeah, then it was, like, the whole class. I don't even remember. Was that class in the next January or? When was that? I don't even remember how far out it was.
It was during winter.
Yeah,
because we're all in hoodies and winter clothes in the.
Well, yeah, that's West Texas.
The photos.
That's yeah, December true. To March.
January, February, March time frame.
Yeah.
somewhere in there. It's still varmint season because, yeah, we'll get into that. So this happened to be one Philip Vallejo's first, wasn't it his first go at being an instructor for Gunworks?
Yeah, so like he had just gotten out of the Marines, I believe, signed on with Gunworks, and how it appeared to us is like they handed him their Gunworks
curriculum
slash PowerPoint, which was honestly just a sales pitch for Gunworks. And it was like,
yes,
it was something that like got into things it shouldn't have got into in terms of like complex topics. It would be like, it would like bring up Spindrift just long enough to confuse everybody and then like completely skip over it to canyon shooting, you know, yeah, when called.
It was from an instructing standpoint, I can relate with you. It's, you know, again, it's probably like very new curriculum.
And this comes back to like the military versus like civilian world of, you know, we've talked about this in the past. If I'm a military instructor, I know everybody on the line is up to like at least the same baseline standard.
Yeah.
This class is a multi-$1,000 class.
Yeah.
It's really this cool, like it's this nice retreat. You go to this cool cabin. You know, everybody has their own bedrooms. It's this giant lodge. Yeah,
forget the name of the ranch.
Warren.
Warren Ranch. May not still have the same name.
I don't think it does.
But
but yeah, you're like, you're in this cool lodging. It's like all your meals are provided. You know, you have the alcohol. Like at night, you sit around and drink around the fire. Look at all the mountains and everything. But due to the nature, this is a multi-$1,000 class kind of pointed at people who either are about to or have spent $10,000 on this rifle system.
Mm-hmm.
You get an interesting selection of people.
Mm-hmm.
So
what? Bunch of nerds. What the fuck? Let's call it what it is.
Bunch of city folk.
Yes. Bunch of city boys. But I, from a standpoint of learning the Gunworks system, fair enough. Like I did good enough. But you know, I don't know.
I think that's when we learned that, first of all, if you and I were children in a classroom, we would not be sat next to each other.
No, definitely not. Number one.
Hashtag go Team Ramrod.
This is where Team Ramrod was developed.
It's where it was honed.
Which was me and Fitzy. I have a thing I like to do. I feel like I need to let the people in on. Like when I go to like classes or whatever, most industry stuff is fucking joke. Let's just call it what it is. Most industry stuff is joke. It's literally there.
It's there to build your self-esteem.
Yes, build your self-esteem, show you their system. You're not really learning long range the art. You know, it's literally like, how can I quickly move you into hitting targets at a long range, thus providing you with a confidence boost on the system that you just spent a lot of money on. Like that's how I feel about most industry stuff. But anyways, so during the class thing, I like, you know, I'm sitting here thinking like, this is really very confusing for these people who aren't familiar with these things. And I'm, you know, it's whatever. At nighttime, we would go varmint hunting.
Yeah. Well, that was, so you have like the first day, you go to the classroom, and then there's the range time. All your guns, all your ammo is provided. It's all the same 6.5 Creedmoor Gunworks system, same optics.
It's you know, but also all the rifles across the board have different barrel wear, stuff like that. Our rifle at best was 1 MOA, and I'm not a fan of the negative cheat comb bullshit. This is when they first come out with that. Like I use my Schmock to make a cheek pad, because again, I'm not a fan of negative comb. That's not a 12-bit.
So yeah, we show up with three. Our other guy, there's always one guy in class, right? Who's like the guy who asks like the questions and everybody just kind of looks at him and says, like, oh god, it's that guy. Or the other guy who's with us gets partnered with him and you and I are partners. Now here's the crazy thing.
Terrible idea.
They get on the gun that's probably the most
they had the most accurate gun.
Yeah.
I shot it. It shot fantastic. But yeah, so you know, just typical assholes.
Yeah, well, they line you up on the range. Thank God. Like, I don't know what I'm doing at this point in my life. But Wade's my spotter. Like, a good spotter can do anything for you. So we get up, and they're like, These are giant targets, by the way.
Yes.
From like from zero to or from 100 to 1,000. And they're like, you know, the guy, the instructor is like, you know, everybody shoot, everybody down the line shoots at like 300. And that's like, oh, then we're going to go to 500.
Mm-hmm.
Wade may or may not have corrected some wind calls.
That's when the mood soured quite a bit. Well, I was right. So, I mean, you can't not being behind the shooter, seeing how they're shooting, not knowing nothing about the shooter. You can't stand over there from 40 yards away and correct someone and tell them, my wind call's correct. You're just doing it wrong because I wasn't doing it wrong. But anyways, that probably soured the mood slightly. So at that point, we just kind of started doing what the fuck we wanted to do.
Yeah, the second day, they're like, okay, we're going to release you. You guys have like two boxes of ammo. Do whatever it is you want. The second they said that, I'm on the gun. Wade goes, Fitzy, it was like 1,200. There was these little like ram silhouettes. And then yeah. I think there was another one at 1,400 or something like
there
that.
There was a mile target.
And anyway, he just starts yelling holds. And
we went like
this everybody is else is still shit. Dancing around like 600 yards. And we just like bing, 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 start knocking all the farthest targets down. And, we hit definitely. The one, and then we just got off the gun, and we're like, yeah. Who wants our ammo?
Yeah, we're done.
And the instructor at this point looks out, and he goes, man, it looks like y'all have been aiming at these at those far targets or something. And Wade was like, oh, that was us. That was Team Ramrod. And then he's just, like, smoking a cigarette.
No one really knew what to think about Team Ramrod. Right?
Well, we were definitely, like, we were trying not to be disrespectful in class, but we were also trying. Hilarious. Like,
I mean, I laughed a lot. That's all that really matters.
I mean, if you've watched the podcast, I think you can probably get it just
exactly. It. Yeah.
Here's the best part. So that's the first day. Well, no, you kind of got there and you realized, okay, this is. I mean, it's yeah. selling. You know, the Gunworks, they have their ballistics range finding solution. It's selling that, and like, that's all you need. And you know, you realize you're not going to really get any like. No,
you're not going to actually learn anything unless you are completely oblivious to anything about it, but at the same time, you're still not really going to learn nothing. You're just going to learn how to use their system.
Yeah, and so it's, I mean, yeah, if you had never used a laser rangefinder to that stuff before, or like had any familiarity with, you know, how the apps, ballistics apps works, like you would learn stuff. Like I learned a little bit about the Hornady app.
Yeah, yeah, because he did promote that.
And so overall, it was just, you know, it was kind of a sales pitch for the guns, but whatever.
Yeah.
The cool thing is, through some connections, we know people at the ranch who actually work the ranch. So, you know, we get back day one from shooting and everybody's all like, oh, like we're going to sit around and drink alcohol and like, we just like dinner served. We eat as quick as we can. And then we come down and we're all in full, like Kuyu
winter
gear.
Clothing, warm clothing,
everything see else with our rifles. And we're just like, whoop, dipped out
the varmint guns. See you later.
Yeah.
I mean, we just, it was a great time. It was a lot of fun. I'm sure to this day, Philip Vallejo may not admit it, but we own real estate in his mind.
100%. Team Ramrod. I'm trying to think how much we killed that night because we immediately get out of that first gate. The Bobcat comes up. We're on the back of the truck.
I don't fucking remember.
Shoot the Bobcat. You got a couple coyotes, I think.
We shot some cats, coyotes.
It was a good night.
Pig? One of y'all shot a pig.
Yeah.
You shot a fox.
Yeah.
She killed some cats, a couple cows. I don't, I've been back multiple times.
We came back in, like right as everybody.
Yes.
Everybody's getting up for breakfast, and we're just coming back in from hunting all night.
Yeah. It was a good time. It was a good time.
It was great. I'll try and dig up the photo for the podcast because that was a fantastic time. But that was a really fun and interesting Christmas extravaganza. It was all about the friends we made along the way.
Which is like the ranch hands.
Well, I think the funniest thing though is like you always present yourself as like, I don't know anything.
It's my favorite thing.
And so it's just like, who the fuck is this asshole? But then you were like continually right. Because it was even like during the class, like, there was some stuff that was, yeah, at a certain point when they got into the advanced ballistic stuff, I remember you like that's not right and that's not right. And
I'm gonna give him a benefit of the doubt. It was his first time like going civilian and everything else. It was not It wasn't a good class. I'm just relating to that. It wasn't a good class.
Well, you look at the
misinformation, confusing information. I think his ego was getting checked quite a bit by me, and he didn't like it.
Well, you're just, you're an asshole. That's the reality.
I can't be.
Well, you look at the content he puts out nowadays, it's worlds apart.
Yes, definitely come a long ways. And again, you know, nothing against.
My favorite part was the, like, want to watch me shoot PRS style.
We hurt his ego. That's all it boils down to. We hurt his ego, so we had to like fluff himself back up by getting out his PRS
rating. Team Rainbow.
Oh, poor Isaac.
Oh, that poor guy. I just remember it was like partnering up in like high school. You like everybody pick your things, and he was like the last guy left, and then looked over and the other last guy left.
Oh boy.
Well, I guess that concludes today. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas and have a happy new year. That's the first time I've said Merry Christmas in a long time.
We've hit it that then.